find a regret from today or yesterday and remember the situation and bring the feeling of regret, which might be a kind of a nagging thing that's been sitting in your consciousness. And that's one reason why working with regret as the day go on, as day by day, is so helpful. With presence to the feeling, let go of the story about it. Feel the feeling. Find the place in your body where the feeling is lodged. For most of us, it's pretty much in the heart, maybe behind the eyes. And now become present to the breath sweeping through the central channel, flowing in from above down to the base with the inhalation, flowing upward with the exhalation. You're not trying to be a great meditator in the sushumna right now. You're just working with this sweep of breath and opening to the presence of this channel of connection in your central body. And allow your inner body to open up and take in that feeling, that felt sense of regret, as though you're breathing it into the central channel. Inhale it into the central channel. And then with the exhalation, exhale it upwards. And feel the presence of the being above your head. So that the regret is offered into the Shiva presence, the deity presence, the spaciousness above the head. And then breathe in the sense of grace, the sense of light, the sense of love. Breathe it down into your body. And feel it flowing into the particles of regret. You might imagine that the central channel that you're contacting is actually a space that's as large as your body itself. And that, let's call it the bad feeling of regret, can be felt as a little bundle of contraction inside that large inner body. And that with the inhalation, you breathe it in and down the central channel, and with the exhalation, you offer it up into the presence above your head. And then you inhale grace and love into the central channel, allowing it to open up and dissolve the feeling of regret. And then exhale and let it flow back into the region above your head. Now, at this point, you may start to actually just be finding yourself meditating in the central channel. There's no content, as it were. But if a naggy thought or another version of that feeling comes up, find the feeling in your body. Let go of the story. Breathe it into the central channel where the breath flows vertically up and down the center of your body. Inhale it into the central channel and exhale it upward as an offering into the spacious presence above your crown. Now with the inhalation, sense the grace flowing downward, flowing through your body and metabolizing whatever aspects of the regret or negative feelings or tiredness or whatever arises. Feeling that inhaled grace, soothing it, offering light and sweetness to it. And then with the exhalation, feel that you're offering back into the light above your head, into the Shiva presence, the deity presence, the grace presence above your head. Whatever part of your body, whether it's your heart energy or the gut energy or the region around your face, each of these has a portal into the central channel. So the more you open the presence of the channel that flows from above down to your base, the more you can begin to inhale those tough and regret-tinged feelings into the central channel, offer them into the presence over your head, and then with the next inhalation, breathe sacred presence down through your body, feeling that it washes the remnants of regret, that it fills your body with presence and grace. And now just let yourself be inside that meditation until with the next inhalation, the energy comes down to the heart. And you simply allow yourself to feel the heart, to feel the grace energy above your head flowing into the heart, and then feel it flowing through your body as love, as spaciousness, as sweetness. As we close, you might want to bring your hands overhead in prayer position and draw them down around your body, creating that subtle energetic container. That is, we might say, the container for your embodied energy.